I build my character by thought, choice, courage, and determination, piece by piece. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I build my character by thought, choice, courage, and determination, piece by piece. That's interesting. We build our character. We develop our character. We enhance our character. We bring it forth into a wonderful dimension of expression by our choice, piece by piece. I build my character by my thought. What kind of thoughts would I think that would build my character in a beautiful, magnificent way? What sort of thoughts would I think? Would I think thoughts of my limitations and my unhappiness and the world's problems? Or would I think thoughts of the abilities that I have that I haven't even begun to express, of the genius, the magic that flows through my mind and says, wow, wouldn't it be great, you know, to take off for the moon? Wouldn't it be great to travel around the world? Wouldn't it be great to do all of these things, wouldn't it? And of course, the answer is no. It wouldn't be great to do that because we are doing it. It would be great to recognize it. Yes, that would be great. But we're doing it all the time. You could not think a thought, you could not think an idea if you were not already doing that. If it did not already exist, isn't this what we say? If something does not already exist, you cannot think it. Because every thought that was ever going to be thought and ever will be thought and ever could be thought has been thunk already by the great thinker, which we are. Now, you say, well, yeah, that would be interesting, you know, to say, well, I'm Warren Buffett, you know. You know, well, why would that be interesting that you're Warren Buffett? You are. Every time you think that you might be Warren Buffett, you are him. But I'm not living in his house. I don't have his wife. I don't have his family. I don't have his money. I'm not. Oh, yes, you do. Anytime you think of it, you have it. Now you say, well, that is illogical. That is unreasonable. And I say, yes, that's true. It's illogical for our mind to think that everything that ever could be thought, was thought, is thought, is thought right now, and exists. Because we cannot think about something that does not exist, that does not have reality in the reality frame. Reality phase of our reality. So, you see, when we begin to recognize that our thoughts, we have only begun to touch the surface of what our thoughts do, and we've only begun to touch the surface about utilizing our thoughts to accomplish great deeds. I have dealt with a lot of people recently, not recently, in the last 50 years, 75 years, 80 years. I dealt with a lot of people who come to me and say, will you treat for me? Will you pray for me? And I said, sure. And I said, I will treat for you and pray for you in the degree that you treat and pray for yourself. I will speak my word on your behalf to the degree that you speak your word on your behalf. If you speak your word more opposing what you desire, you say you desire, then that's what I'm doing for you. If you are speaking your word proclaiming the truth about yourself of some glorious thing, then that's what I'm speaking my word for you about you. Can you afford to think otherwise than the truth about yourself? Now, let's just play this game. As irrational as it is, let's play this game. I am a child of God.
Okay.
I have a Father in heaven, God, him. And I go to God, and I say, God, I would like to be whole and perfect. And God says to us, Herb, when I created you whole and perfect, and I said you were good and very good. Now, what the hell you been doing? That you're not good and very good. What sort of a life have you been living? What sort of thoughts have you been thinking that you're not good and very good? Because that's all I gave you. Where'd you get those other thoughts from? And, well, everything is from God, so I must have got them from you. And God says, yeah, that's right, you did. But when you were created by me, you were created to be all the good and the very good. In you, I did not create any evil. In you, I did not create any limitation. In you, I didn't create anything other than the good and the total good. Now, does the Bible say this? Mm-hmm. The Bible says it quite clearly. Okay, so who have you been associating with? You have not been associating with your divine perfection. You've been associating with the opposite, the divine negative, you might say. Yeah. Divine negative, boy, that is terrible. No, it isn't. Because I created all things, good, bad, and indifferent. It's all a matter of what your attitude is about them. Okay?
Freedom of choice.
It's your freedom of choice. So now, you chose not to take the benefits that I gave you. You chose it. You chose to go out and sow your wild oats. You chose to go out and eat something that wasn't beneficial for you. You chose to associate with people who had different ideas than yours. If you're divine, and you're my creation as divine, then you should only associate with all things that are very good and excellent. And as you associate with all things that are very good and excellent, then that's all you're going to know. And now, are you ready for that? Are you ready for associating with all things that are good and excellent? Well then, be careful, because if you lie to me, you get the results. If you say to me you're ready to associate with all things good and beautiful and pure, which is your nature, everything other than that will be gone out of your life. Buck, like that. And if you choose to lie to me, and you want a few little secrets, you know, that you like your bottle of liquor, you like your bottle, your smoking, you like your drugs, you like all these things that are mind-altering. If you like that, hey, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's not the direction you told me you wanted to go, and that I created you going. It gave you freedom of choice. You could do all things or nothing, whatever you choose. Now, but God, that's so tough. It's tough to have everything good in your life. It's tough to have perfect health, perfect relationships. Yes, God, because there's no pizzazz there. There's no snap. There's no thrill to that. And God says, that's true. That's true. But there is bliss to that. Now, if all you have known is thrill and not bliss, you don't know what real thrill is. Real thrill is being in bliss, where I live all the time. Okay, so we say this to God. And we say, God, what can I do? And God says, clean up your act. Sweep out all the trash that says you're less than perfect. Sweep out all the garbage. Get rid of all those associations, those people, those husbands, those wives, those children, those relatives, those people in your life who say you're just like them, limited, you know. You got genes and chromosomes that are not perfect, you know. Get rid of all those thoughts. Don't worry about the people. They won't miss you. They won't miss you. They want to associate with people who are like themselves. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, what kind of person do you want to associate with? People like yourself? Now, what is yourself? Is yourself a person of exquisite character? Is yourself a person who is good and very good? If that's who you are, great. Now, I'm going to get back to my point. I told you, for 80 years now, I've been dealing and treating with people, more or less, and everybody who has come to me, they've gotten exactly what they asked for. And if they asked for wholeness and perfection and right action and peace and truth, then that's what they got. If they asked for anything else, that's what they got. I didn't give them anything. They are everything, and they are it by their thought. So, in the past couple of days, weeks, we have had people who called us for treatment. And they were sincere, and their treatment was done. Other people called us, and they listened to their families, they listened to their world, they listened to others, and others said that there was the only one way to do the treatment, and that's what they did, and that was fine too. And there are other people who said they wanted us to bless someone who has passed on, and that they just utterly died, and it was kind of sad, but they didn't call us before, asking for treatment before, when the person was having a problem. And so then the person struggled through it alone and said, I guess the easiest way is just to move on to the next dimension, which is cool. It's just no great loss of anything, which is nothing terrible, but it's just not necessarily the plans of a lot of people who are around these people who choose to move on. You see, you create in your world by your character, by your attitude, by your choice, all of these things that you want. And if you are in any way having something that is not harmonious with you, you put the cause in motion. If you are in any way having something that you don't want to take place in your life, you have put the cause in motion. Now we say here, I build my character by thought, choice, courage, and determination, piece by piece. We talked about thought a little bit there, and choice. Now courage. Yes, courage. I'm going to give you the old illustration I've given for years and years and years. There's an aardvark, anteater, you know. And this anteater has a big long snout, like Elf, you know. And this aardvark eats ants. Now, all aardvarks are generally a tan, you know, tan to brown. But this aardvark is a red aardvark. The only one in the world is a red aardvark. A red aardvark. Oh, and what a beautiful red aardvark it is. Everything is just gently, perfectly touched with fire engine red. Absolutely glorious. A beautiful red aardvark. It is one of a kind. Only one in all the world. Okay? Now, please join with me with all your heart, all your soul, and all your being, and wash the red aardvark out of your mind. Never again think of a red aardvark. If somebody mentions a red aardvark, you draw a blank. You don't think about it. You don't know such a thing could or would or did or does exist. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you come to that point in your consciousness that you can just erase, replace a concept for the truth, then it's done. Now, how many red aardvarks are there in the world? Be careful. You're looking and counting. You see, there are none.
Yeah.
There are none. And but you each have one in your thought. And when you can get rid of that red aardvark for your thought, now that's not the way to do it though. When you can get rid of that red aardvark, then you are free of it. Okay, now, is your body subject to ills or pains or unhappiness in any way? Yes. Why? Because you have put the thought in motion that you have a pain in the wherever you got it. Okay? Now, how can you erase, release, change, or no longer have that idea of a pain wherever it may be? How can you do that? Okay.
When there's pain.
You, huh?
And when there is pain.
How can you do that? You do that by completely putting your mind on how perfect you are. If I say this water is H2O, pure, filtered, distilled, you know, not one impurity in it, not one microbe in it, only H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, nothing else but hydrogen and pure hydrogen and oxygen. Would you say that it's not really water? You would probably, If you ever drank pure water, hydrogen oxide, without the flavors that humanity and society and life has put into the water to make it tasteful, not the chlorine or the fluorine or the bacteria or the other things that get into water. You know, you think that the water that falls from the heavens is so pure. Nonsense. The water that falls from the heavens is pure when it starts out, but it comes through an atmosphere of dust. Why do you think the sky is blue? Because there's dust in the atmosphere, and the dust reflects the blue. The dust is the reason that the sky is blue. Look it up sometime, you'll be surprised. The sky is not blue because it's pure. The sky is blue because there's dust there. And that dust somehow reflects refraction and all that good stuff of light, making it appear blue. Now, why is it sometimes it's a lighter blue than other times, and sometimes a deeper blue, and so forth? Think about it. It all depends on the amount of dust that is reflecting back. And now, how do we get the dust out of the atmosphere? We don't. Sylvia, where do you go if you don't want the dust in your water? Back to your original purity and integrity. So we take the H2O back to its original purity and integrity. We don't filter it and do all those things. We just go back. Whatever is past, that's gone. But we have in our mind the original purity and integrity of water, H2O. Okay, now, who are you? Are you divine? Are you whole and perfect? Are you glorious? Are you good and very good?
Yes.
Whether you create a God in heaven and you as the Son of God, or whether you create yourself as God, knowing that you created everything too, that makes no difference. It's all the same. What are we going to take responsibility for? You know. Now, the prodigal son is like most of us. The prodigal son says, "Oh man, I want to go out and have a ball. I want to have a blast. I want to get stoked, and I want to get poked, and I want to get all that stuff." You know. And so he took the money, he took his inheritance, and went out and blew it. Was he irredeemable? Was he without redemption at all? Was he without love? Was he without the ability to return to his original purity and integrity? No. But he had to leave behind him the pig's pen. He had to leave behind him the friends who were doing things that he wasn't really harmonious in doing. And he returned to his father. He returned to his original purity and integrity, you know. Mm-hmm. And even there's a lot of shit. Even there was his brother saying, "How come you treat him like a prince, you know? I've been here all the time." Well, you see, the original purity and integrity wouldn't say that. But the original purity and integrity, when it gets tainted a little bit by what the brother had done, said, "Well, he had all that fun. He was spent. If you want the money, go take it and spend it. And then you'll come back home again too, you know, because that's just the way it is." You see, you live in wealth, and to have a large amount of money are two different things. When you live in wealth, you always have everything you want. When you have a lot of money, you can't think of enough ways to spend it. And instead of living in the consciousness of wealth, you live in the consciousness, I have X number of dollars, let's spend it. When it's gone, it's gone, you know? And so, you see, these are the things. These are the things that you learn with discipline, and you learn with determination, you learn with courage. Do you have the courage to say to God, the divine in you, "I release the past, and I go to my original purity and integrity, which is right here in me, and I live from that awareness only"? Could you do that? It'd be nice to try, wouldn't it? Be nice to work on. Be nice to probierst. So now, are you ready to do that? If you're ready to do that, that means then nobody's going to... If you're ready to do that, you're dead. If you're ready to do that, nobody sees the old you. Nobody sees the limited you. Nobody sees the unhappy you. Nobody. If that person is gone, the new person is totally at peace, bliss, happiness. The new person is fulfilled in every possible way. The new person doesn't have a penny, and yet they have everything. You understand that? Mm-hmm. The new person doesn't have 1 cent in the bank, and yet they have everything that is of value to them at any point in life. Anything. It's like when I was giving a lecture in Germany, and my sponsor said, well, we'll have a car for you here, too. And I said, well, I always like my Mercedes 450 SL. Somebody had a Mercedes 450 SL for me there. Wonderful. Drove all over Europe in it. Now I had another friend there who was experiencing AIDS, but he didn't tell me he was experiencing AIDS. He was just being like a lot of people. Herb, write a book on this, write a book on this, write a book on this. And he says, Herb, write a book on AIDS. And I said, I don't want to have my consciousness in the area of AIDS. But if I had realized he was experiencing it, which I didn't because I see him pure. And if I had realized he was experiencing it, I would have written a book on your pure self. You understand? Your divine self, which is what the books are that I have written on your divine self, your absolute, what? Your absolute philosopher, your absolute reality. And you see, these are the things that I have done, and these are the things I do. People call up and they ask for healing, and they get exactly what they have in their mind. We tell them, tell us your solution, and we're with you. Tell us your problem, and you've got your problem for the rest of your life. Tell us your solution, and we're with you. Tell us your problem, and we're with you, thinking about your problem for the rest of your life. Oh, she's got cancer, she's got cancer, she's got cancer, she's got cancer, but I don't want it. She's got cancer. What don't you want? I don't want cancer. Well, what, what do you want? I want to be whole and perfect. Ooh, when do you want to start? Now. Okay, I see you whole and perfect. It's easy for me because that's the way I see myself. I see you whole and perfect. I see you whole and perfect. Isn't that wonderful? But you see, that's character. Always to stay in the reality of who you are and what you believe. And if anybody comes to me and tells me any problem, then I will go along with their problem and I'll say, poof, go ahead. Have your operation. Go ahead. Have your thyroids out, you know. And so she did. She had them out. And I said, now, does that solve it for you? Oh, yes. Then that solves it for you. Great, you know.
Yeah.
If that's all it took to get rid of the boogeyman, then go for it, you know. But it doesn't. It doesn't get rid of the boogeyman.
Of course.
Because other boogey. Are you okay now? 2 years later. Are you surviving well now? You know, it should be as though you had never had it. They cut it away. They took it away. They threw it away, you know. So this is very important. Very important. Yes. I build my character by my thought, by my choices, by my courage to stand up for the truth about myself, and by my determination, piece by piece by piece, to recognize the beauty of who I am and return to my original purity and integrity, my H2O. That's a simple illustration. H2O. Pure H2O. Not one impurity in there. And how glorious it is. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Then go for it. With my love, my blessings, and my recognition that it is done now for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.